On your bike, John Thompson enthuses about the many benefits of riding a bicycle, especially as we get older. Making the case for cycling evokes strong feelings among some drivers and pedestrians. I don't defend bad cyclists, but I refrain from responding to all the usual accusations leveled at cyclists, as it will prevent me from getting to the purpose of this article. There is a perception that cyclists cause the most accidents to pedestrians. I accept there is a serious issue for pedestrians of cyclists riding illegally on footways, but Department for Transport statistics reveal that more than 99% of fatalities to pedestrians on footways are caused by motor vehicles. For minor and serious injuries, the figure is 98 to 99%. It doesn't excuse the cyclists, even if they don't cause accidents. Thoughtless riding is frightening for pedestrians, but an informed perspective is important. Since May 2014, the charity Cycling UK, CUK, which I represent, supported by pedestrians organisation Living Streets, the AA and RAC, has called for a review of the traffic laws for all road users. We accept that includes cyclists. For example, there is no clear definition of what constitutes careless or dangerous cycling, but we maintain it is unclear for driving too. The review has been continually promised but delayed, so it's galling for us when politicians keep raising issues about cyclists, who cause the fewest injuries and fatalities by massive margins. My reason for this article is because it's tragic that the issue of illegally adapted e-bikes, which effectively become e-motorbikes, overshadows the great good done by legal e-bikes, whose motors cut out at 15.5 miles per hour. Positive pedaling. First, let's look at the advantages of cycling generally, then I'll explain how e-bikes fit in. One obvious benefit of more cycling and less driving is the colossal reduction in carbon emissions. Less traffic congestion also makes life easier for everyone. Most people accept that cycling has significant health benefits, but it represents a highly beneficial, low-impact exercise for adults over the age of 65. Offering a mix of physical, mental, and social advantages that can improve the quality of life and increase independence. Regular cycling helps manage age-related physiological decline, strengthens muscles and joints, and offers substantial cardiovascular benefits without the impact on joints of running or jogging. Anyone of any age who cycles regularly potentially saves the NHS money. The Walk Wheel Cycle Trust, formerly Sustrans, reports that active travel, cycling, walking and wheeling, saved the NHS £2 billion in 2025, and Bristol's cycling infrastructure saved the local NHS £15 million. It would be interesting to know how many CSPA members own legal e-bikes, as they are popular with older people. CUC has many reports of older people with mobility issues who have found a new lease of life using e-bikes. An unassisted bike would be too much for them, but an e-bike is manageable. There are reports of many older people using e-bikes to aid recovery from anyone of any age who cycles regularly potentially saves the NHS money. Serious illness or operations. See https://electricbikeblog.com/case-studies-3-seniors-electric-bikes/. Of course, many older people use them simply because they're not as young as they were, so find hills and headwinds more difficult. Economic benefits. Cycling helps the economy too. Those who shop by bicycle spend less on individual trips than those shopping by car, but make more trips, so spend more overall. In London and Newcastle, where car parking spaces are being reduced to enable cycle paths, retailers found business improved. This is partly because those on bicycles are able to stop and window shop. Shopping by bike is not as limiting as is often assumed. Much can be carried in panniers, and even more in a cargo trailer. Some people do their weekly food shop by bike and trailer. Studies in London have found that walking and cycling improvements have increased retail sales by up to 30%, because cyclists carry less, they tend to spend more in shops than other tourists. Supermarket chains Co-op, Asda and Sainsbury's and online retailer Amazon use e-cargo bikes for deliveries in high-density urban areas because they're quicker, which means better customer service, and cheaper than using vans. This might also contribute to a healthier workforce. And two NHS ambulance trusts, London and East of England, send out paramedics on e-bikes, reaching incidents in congested areas more quickly. I hope this article has persuaded some readers to consider cycling. And if you feel you aren't fit enough to cope with an unassisted bike, perhaps you'll invest in an e-bike. The initial outlay may be expensive, but good models are available for less than £1,000. And consider what you'll save in the long run by not nipping to the shops in your car. No petrol or parking charges, no hassle finding a parking space, less wear and tear on your car. As one motor mechanic told me, cars don't like short journeys. KUK offers comprehensive advice on choosing the right e-bike. So take a look at our website, cyclingkuk.org, and enter electric bikes in the search. Floating bus stops. You might feel daunted by the thought of cycling in today's traffic conditions. That is why good cycling infrastructure is important. This leads us to the issue of floating bus stops. KUK believes they can be safe, including for the blind and partially sighted, if they are sensibly designed, as they have been in several European countries. It's important that such facilities are safe for pedestrians too. It was KUK that started the campaign for the new highway code rule for a hierarchy of road users. We accept that pedestrians should be at the top. Our only quibble is that we would have preferred a hierarchy of responsibility, which, ironically, would put pedestrians at the bottom, but for the same reason they are at the top of a road user hierarchy. If you feel you would need some help returning to cycling, KUK provides a buddy scheme, and in some areas there are affiliated community cycle clubs that are dedicated to helping those who have never cycled or have not been on a bike for a long time to become confident. In his article in the Pensioner Spring 2026 edition, David Luxton commented that it's great the Rolling Stones are proving there can be an active life after 80. Well, Mick Jagger likes cycling. So, if any readers enjoy the benefits of better health as a result of this article, I will be very happy. Article ends.